Seattle teachers and the school district reached a tentative contract agreement over the weekend. Union members plan to vote later this afternoon. Joining me with details is KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld. Thanks for coming in, Ann.
Happy to be here.
In the final weeks of the bargaining process, the union and the school district had several sticking points. What were they, and how did they overcome them in this tentative agreement?
Yeah, the main ones involved pay, the length of the workday, and teacher evaluations. As far as pay, the district wanted 2% pay raise. The teachers wanted more like 2.5%, so they met in the middle, and 2% the first year, 2.5% the second year. Pretty straightforward. The district also wanted to extend elementary school teacher days by 30 minutes, and that would be after students have left for the day planning time. Now, the school teachers say we already work hours and hours of unpaid time, and we don't want to be mandated to do so at a certain time and to do a certain thing during those hours. So what they figured out is in this tentative agreement, starting the second year of the two-year agreement, teachers would have to work an additional 30 minutes in elementary school, but it would be teacher-directed is the term, so they could decide how and when to do that. The third and most contentious sticking point was whether to use state test scores in teacher evaluations. This is something that the district could phase out because under the new state law, all teachers are required to have student growth measures, as they're called, basically some measure of students' academic progress in teacher evaluations. And so basically, it's complicated because the way that the district had been doing it was only doing those kinds of student growth measures for math and reading teachers because those are the only two things tested by the state and district test. Now state law requires them to do that for all teachers.
Oh, my gosh. So how do the teachers feel about this agreement?
Well, the teachers I've spoken to have mixed feelings about it. They, you know, I think they consider it a decent compromise on a lot of levels. As far as the state test scores, those would be used in a very minor way, even less than they are now, to achieve a certain score for teachers, and they wouldn't affect teachers' overall ratings. So I think that some teachers are happy with that. But the union wanted a two-year moratorium on the state test scores or use of standardized test scores like this. So that's not what is in this contract.
Do you have any sense how the vote's going to go this afternoon?
Well, we did have a little preview of that. There was a representative assembly meeting vote last night, and it was 47-47, I understand, with the union president casting the deciding vote in favor of it. So there'll be a couple thousand people with opinions tonight and plenty of spirited debate, I'm sure.
Now, Anne, the students are scheduled to go back into the classrooms tomorrow. What happens if this is defeated today?
Well, they would have to call a strike vote if they wanted to not go back to school tomorrow, which may or may not happen, or they could call a strike vote, and they could call a strike for next week if they don't have a new contract by then. So a few things could happen, but they could still defeat this contract offer, turn it down, and go back to school tomorrow.
Ann Dornfeld, KUOW's education reporter, she's going to be at that vote, I imagine, and she'll bring you the latest news as it happens. Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.